Welcome to the Siemens Digital Industry Software Energy Podcast, a discussion on energy and the digital challenges before us. My name is Brennan Conley, and today we're excited to have two guests from TeamViewer, along with our very own John Nixon. Why doesn't everyone provide a brief introduction, and then we'll dive right into some questions.
Thanks for having us. My name is Alfredo Patron. I'm the Executive Vice President for Business Development at TeamViewer. I'm based out of the Bay Area, and I'm responsible for all our strategic partnerships and alliances, including our strategic partnership with Siemens worldwide.
And Jason Holker, based in the Dallas area. I'm on Alfredo's team, and I manage the Siemens partnership.
Hi, I'm John Nixon. I'm in Houston, Texas, the self-proclaimed energy and chemical capital of the world. And I'm the Vice President for Global Strategy in Energy, Chemicals, and Infrastructure at Siemens Digital Industries Software.
Excellent, guys. So yeah, let's dive right into the first question. Can you share a specific instance where the partnership between Siemens DISW and TeamViewer led to a groundbreaking digital or augmented reality solution?
Yes. Siemens and TeamViewer started working actively in this exciting space with a large aerospace manufacturer to innovate in their training and after-sales support functions. In this example, the customer will utilize the digital twin from Siemens Teamcenter and create augmented reality content powered by TeamViewer Frontline and our enterprise AR platform. This will be primarily for the purpose of, you know, training of their vast network of service technicians, improving ramp-up time of technicians, quality assurance, save costs, and have an interactive approach. So in other words, imagine technicians around the world that there is, whether high churn of employees, lack of funding to move people around to get them trained. So now being empowered to do this at scale, where you can train them so they can virtually see specific parts of an engine or the whole engine and interact with it, play with it, learn from it as if they were sitting in front of it, without having the cost of moving people around. So I think the potential is enormous, and it can allow a lot of flexibility and costs and scale to the customer.
Yeah, and I'd also add to that that Siemens and TeamViewer alone didn't have a full solution to be able to deliver to the customer. So there were multiple requirements that the customer had that Siemens was able to provide. There were some requirements that we were able to provide. So by partnering together on this and other opportunities, we're able to bring the digital twin to life for frontline workers in a way that can really help workers get taught, guided, and improve their skills on a daily basis and really measure against those metrics that the company will set out to achieve.
Okay. Looking ahead, I guess, towards the future, how do you envision the evolution of augmented reality and digital solutions impacting industries globally? And I guess specifically, how will the Siemens TeamViewer partnership drive these advancements?
We see now augmented reality is truly at an inflection point where it's been now broadly adopted. So it's no longer, let's see how it evolves or wait and see or get stuck in POCs. We're now seeing mass production deployment projects around the world. This will impact every industry. I think industries like oil and gas are utilizing augmented reality for maintenance, as mentioned. Aerospace companies utilizing AR for training, manufacturing, and after-sales support. So I do believe the future looks very promising. And we, Siemens, TeamViewer, complement each other in a very nice way.
Alfredo, I like what you just said there. I just returned. I spent a week in Paris at the World Nuclear Exhibition. And that, along with my time in the Middle East and around the world, and of course, the years I've spent in industry, the challenge that we often see is to be able to extend the digital twin into the field, to be able to provide that guided work. Or as we capture data, are we capturing the correct information that we need to bring back to the digital twin? The beauty of TeamViewer is because of its tight integration with what we have as a digital backbone, we can ensure that the digital twin is in sync with the physical reality in the field. So when we're doing things like, for example, asset integrity, I spend a lot of time in the field over my many years inspecting and testing equipment, hydro test, x-rays, ultrasonics, all this work, because Mother Nature is always oxidizing all of our assets in the field. It could be hydrogen production, could be chemical, could be oil and gas. any myriad of energy and chemical infrastructure. And we're constantly aware and constantly monitoring asset integrity and doing behavioral analytics around that. That means we've got to have timely information. When I send a worker into the field and she's out there and she's doing that inspection and looking for crack propagation, looking for breaks in insulation or coatings and so forth, that data needs to have a seamless and well-orchestrated path from the work face to that digital backbone so we can do the right analytics. That's where TeamViewer is so incredibly powerful for us and this tight integration between TeamCenter and TeamViewer. Alfredo?
Yeah, and I fully agree. And I think the other thing we're seeing is this new emergence of making these technologies portable. I.e., in the past, it was very desktop-oriented. You had to be sitting somewhere. Now we're seeing that you could be with your tablet or your smartphone and you can create a digital twin. And that can then be ported to someone having a wearable and can have both hands free and interact with that model without having to leave your desk, and a technician could be on site creating the model on the fly, and the expert could be back office looking at the data, looking at the leaks, looking at the corrosion, looking at, you know, any issues in the componentry that need to be solved. So it's getting way more portable, way more deployable versus the old days of you have to be in your desk in a high performance computing. So I think the future, as I said, is getting to be quite interesting.
Yeah, and I would also add, John, to your point when you were talking about doing inspections on complex machinery. Let's take oil and gas, for example. Suppose you have a contract worker on a refinery turnaround. They might not be so super familiar with a piece of equipment. And so because of that, they don't know the processes of inspection. They may go through things more slowly. But by utilizing AR and bringing that digital twin to the contract worker specifically, they can get step-by-step work instructions to digitally guide them through their task and give them access to remote experts who could then, of course, augment and support those workers in the field instantaneously. So I think that's where you're seeing the next generation of maintenance, next generation of inspections that are actually coming to life through this technology.
And Jason, you've made the point to me previously when we discussed this. You go, you know, John, you're using the term augmented, but it can be as elegant as just assisted reality, like what you were kind of talking about, we're providing guided steps, to as fully immersive as augmented reality. Hey, can you demonstrate for me from a simulation the flow that's occurring underneath the surface of this pipeline? And what are the erosive or corrosive issues here, and simulate that in real time or with a reduced order model, you know, that we've superimposed in this wearable. So it's not quite so overwhelming that it has to be this deeply immersive augmented environment. It can be if needed, or as elegant as just an assisted reality for workers in the field. So there's varying degrees of maturity, just as there are varying degrees of depth of capability here. But you provide that entire spectrum, Jason and Alfredo. That's what's so exciting.
Can you provide any examples of how your digital backbone and augmented reality solutions have transformed everyday operational tasks for your clients? I guess maybe what's the most significant feedback that your users are experiencing?
I would say the biggest change is the greater efficiency of frontline workers in various use cases. Up to 80% do not have access to digital tools that many of us are used to. This leads to massive inefficiencies in, you know, say, operational tasks. Also, in addition to maintenance tasks, large oilfield OEMs are utilizing our See What I See functionality to perform things such as warranty checks and instantly connect remote experts to customers or workers in the field to troubleshoot and fix devices or equipment. This reduces the need to send experts to unnecessary travel to remote sites and minimizes downtime. So the ability to fix a problem on the spot, address the issue that is happening right there, and get access to an expert on the fly and get productivity going.
Absolutely. And I'd say also the most significant feedback that we consistently receive is how quickly people can achieve a significant ROI. People are often worried about change management and overthink the process of implementing AR solutions. But the reality is, as Alfredo mentioned earlier, this technology is proven and it's easily scalable for large enterprises. And I think where especially you have a large number of contract workers or large people that need upskilling very quickly, like in oil and gas or in energy, where it actually matters for safety and also the health of assets, it really does give people that added comfort that this return on investment can happen really quickly.
Alfredo and Jason, as you're chatting away, it reminds me, Jason, of that demonstration you did here in Houston where you showed how you can bring the team into an environment that can communicate with that field worker. And, you know, we went through COVID and we had, you know, very limited resources we could deploy to the field, and you wanted to control who was interacting and so forth. And while that's an extreme example, that's one example of many where you might find that while you have a resource or limited resources that you put in the field for safety reasons or productivity issues, you still need to bring with them a lot of expertise. And what I really enjoy about TeamViewer is its ability to bring the team to communicate in real time. It's not just about uploading, you know, a few steps and making sure people go out and they're guided. Okay, there's a minimal effort there. But if you need to bring in expertise, hey, I'm out here and I'm seeing the following thermal distribution in this equipment, or I'm seeing because I've got a FLIR camera and I'm reading that, or I'm starting to detect some emissions that are exceeding limitations. Is there something that we need to address while I'm here in the field? And you need to bring that expertise there. TeamViewer is perfect as a platform to enable real-time communication of the team, in addition to the guided steps, in addition to the simulation and analytics that we can serve up in that form factor of that headset or that tablet. So it's a very powerful capability, both in resources that are established as instruction or resources that are established as expertise. You bring it all together in a single platform.
Yeah, I agree. And especially when we're talking about energy or chemicals or oil and gas, it really is critical, because you can get instant help if there is an unknown substance, if there is something that is known and you need to follow certain safety procedures to uncover and know what you're dealing with so that you're not facing any hazards. I think that's where it becomes really transformational and really helps these companies and also these workers do their jobs correctly.
All right, we have time for one final question. For those listening who are new to digital transformation and augmented reality, what advice would you give to start integrating these technologies into their businesses? I guess, how can they leverage the Siemens TeamViewer partnership to their advantage?
I would say this technology is ready now. There is this common misconception that it's futuristic, let's wait and see, it's still in the lab. Absolutely not. We have real customers using them in mission-critical operations around the world. You shouldn't wait to implement these type of solutions. Early adopters are achieving benefits over their competitors by investing in technologies for frontline workers. So IT shouldn't and innovation shouldn't just stick within knowledge workers or inside the office or remote workers. It should go all the way to people in the field, service technicians, people servicing heavy asset or, you know, high asset equipment. Early adopters are achieving benefits over their competitors. And they have started to identify if you have issues with training, inefficiencies in your service and maintenance procedures, across your production line, inspections, you name it. There are many gaps in your processes, and enabling your workforce, including your frontline workforce, and adopting these type of technologies is the way to go. We're here to help. I would say Siemens, without a doubt, is the world leader in PLM solutions. And for those that are team-centered customers, or soon to be, you can bring your digital twin to life for maintenance, repair, operations, manufacturing, and remote support use cases today. The level of innovation and global reach is going to be quite incredible. I'm personally very happy to be part of this effort and how we collaborate with our Siemens colleagues and bring frontline spatial technologies in par with Team Center to companies and industries around the world. The last thing I'll say is the partnership we have with Siemens is not just about innovation and co-development. It also involves joint go-to-market, joint selling, joint engagement, and going after specific industries and customers. So it's a very 360 setup type of relationship.
I'd also add that Siemens really has so much incredible data in their PLM systems. To be able to bring that to life is really, really the advantage of the Team Center and TeamViewer partnership, or Siemens and TeamViewer partnership, I would say, because it's not just a theoretical thing that's for a desk worker. It is actually bringing that knowledge and that data to the frontline worker in such a way that's usable and really makes an impact for operations, really from a whole design to operate standpoint that a customer would have. And face.
You know, Alfredo, you said earlier product lifecycle management and how we lead in that space. And when I joined Siemens back in 2016, it was that leadership in product lifecycle management that then, as I was looking at energy and chemicals and infrastructure, I wanted to translate that into capital asset lifecycle management. And in fact, in 2015, when we had a big downturn in oil and gas, there was a CEO of a large, prominent energy company in Canada who made the statement, we must bring a manufacturing mindset to capital projects. And I could not agree more. And we don't need to wait for the next downturn for that to happen. We've got small modular reactors and new fuel technologies in nuclear. We've got hydrogen, which everyone is talking about now. Of course, we've got renewables that have been invested in and are continuing to grow across the globe, as well as our, you know, our baseline oil and gas and other sources of power. You know, when you think about all of that infrastructure and you think about how we have to bring the level of efficiencies we see on the manufacturing floor into the field, your first step to make that happen is TeamViewer. If you want to drive a manufacturing mindset and you want to start attaining manufacturing level efficiencies when it comes to construction, be it greenfield or brownfield, debottlenecking, turnaround, shutdowns, expansions, rip and replace, large maintenance projects, whatever that is, your first step is with TeamViewer. It's the right step. And then that brings you into a world where now that you're capturing that data, you're going to need a backbone. And that backbone is TeamCenter. So that's a journey you can get started on today if you're not there already. And if you are there, the next right step is to make sure you're doing it with TeamViewer and TeamCenter, because we have such a powerful integration and ability to bring manufacturing mindsets into the field. We can bring the effectiveness we have in the factory into the field.
Well, Alfredo, Jason, and John, thank you so much for these great insights. And thank you to our listeners for tuning in. And we'll see you next time on the Siemens Digital Industry Software Energy Podcast.